Anyone who has been in this state in late July has seen the traffic pattern, that long line of cars and trucks with boats or kayaks or bikes on the back, heading north on the highway to New Hampshire's Lakes region. Some folks are heading toward campgrounds or bed and breakfasts. Others are heading toward their own vacation homes, which in the Lakes region can be pretty substantial. So what happens when that part of the economy takes a hit? Reporter Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire has been looking for the answer to that question for her economic series, Getting By, Getting Ahead. Amanda, welcome back.
Hi, Brady.
Now, when we say these are high-end vacation homes, how high-end is high-end here?
Well, generally speaking, an entry-level high-end vacation home starts around the $1.5 million range, and they just go up from there. One of the developers I spoke with recently actually told me there are some $20 million homes available right now in Lake Winnipesaukee.
So pretty high-end.
Pretty high. And, you know, at the same time, though, there was a point when these prices dramatically pushed upward. I mean, there have always been high-end homes in that area, but it's definitely seen a bit of a bubble. In the early 2000s, right up until about 08, 09, is when that bubble really was taking effect. And in some cases, they were seeing double-digit appreciation in a year. So a lot of developers started building homes without a direct buyer in mind. That's called a speculative home. A lot of new realtors got in the game, and a lot of long-timers have told me in the region that things just went crazy. So fortunately, though, the bubble didn't so much burst as it flattened. And so what you're seeing now, especially around the Winnipesaukee area where I focused my research, is that there's about 4 years' worth of housing inventory at the high end. And below that $1.5 million mark, though, which isn't really fair to call that low end, sales are still clicking along.
That said, one of the advantages of being wealthy, if I could state the obvious, is that you have some assets. You can ride out the rough patches in the economy. Where does this slowdown or flattening out really start to affect the broader Lakes region economy?
Well, in this particular area, residents, they definitely depend on wealthy tourists. Homeowners, they need their vacation houses to be furnished. They need to get them repaired. They need to be maintained. Landscapers, they need to buy boating equipment, even have caterers sometimes. So even in good times, the Lakes region really does have sort of a built-in boom-bust economic cycle. And the problem with the high-end market is that when that flattened out, all of a sudden, the demand for the yearly maintenance-type stuff, the people who are going in and painting the houses, those folks, that demand for them suddenly dropped off. And that hurt a lot of people who depend on those sorts of long-term jobs to keep them in that off-season.
You and I have both been following the overall housing data for New Hampshire, and it suggests yet another slow recovery. Is that what we're seeing in this market too?
Yeah, but there are also some signs of life. There are a couple of home builders building speculative homes again. That activity had all but stopped, you know, within just a year or two ago. So while you're not seeing a lot of people selling their lake houses either to upgrade to a bigger, better lake house, they are investing more in renovations, which, of course, means work for more people. So it's slower activity than was the norm 5 or 10 years ago, but you could also argue that it's healthier activity. It definitely doesn't indicate an unhealthy market.
That sounds like relatively good news for the people in that economy then, especially since you're going to be featuring one of them on Morning Edition tomorrow.
Right. Tomorrow morning, we're going to hear from Joe Skiffington. He is a builder of high-end vacation homes in the Lakes region, and he is one of those folks who is one of very few speculative builders who kept on during the downturn.
And before we wrap up here, you have some good news from another one of your feature stories a few weeks back.
Yes, Jillian Corey. She was the English teacher who was laid off from the Manchester School District here recently. And she has recently learned that she's been recalled. Now, she won't be back at her old classroom at Memorial High School, where she was for the past 5 years. She's actually moving to middle school. She's going to be teaching 7th grade English at McLaughlin.
Ready for another school year. Well, I have to say, Amanda, I think it's you. You're good luck, I think.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brady.
Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire and HBR's business and economy coverage in partnership with NPR. You can learn more about our series, Getting By, Getting Ahead, by going to our website, nhpr.org.